state reps approved the budget on a 52-20 vote margin. The spending plan includes $2.5 million to pay back bondholders who invested in 38 studios. Cumberland Rep. Karen McBeth said supporters of the deal deceived lawmakers when the General Assembly voted in 2010 to expand the loan program used to attract 38 studios.
They looked us in the face and they lied at us. There wasn't a cap. They already knew 38 Studio was coming. They increased the amount by $75 million. And now here we are today, paying the consequence of it on the backs of the taxpayers.
Other reps said repaying 38 Studio's bonds is the most prudent course for the state. The House budget also freezes until at least February new tolls on the Sakonnet River Bridge and calls for a study of how to fund bridge maintenance. The state Senate is due to vote on the budget this afternoon. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.